time for the dumbest arguments ever. Ever.
Steve joins us today for the dumbest argument ever. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, we're good, man. We're good. Justin's here, by the way. Yeah. Megan and Savannah are both sick, so it's like just a bunch of dudes hanging out.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun to listen to, yeah. Who are you having a dumb argument with?
Well, my buddy Carl, who's just, you know, he's a certifiable idiot. I mean, he just is.
I have some friends like that.
We started this conversation because, let's face it, we had the munchies, okay?
Yeah,
we
were, I get it.
Yeah.
I said, I want a Hershey's bar.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And he said, well, no, it's a Hershey bar. If it's singular, it's Hershey bar. If it's plural, it's Hershey's bar. And Hershey's bars, okay? Like, you have to pluralize both.
You really did have the munchies.
Yeah.
Right, and at first I thought he was trying to set up like an Abbott and Costello routine or something,
right.
You know, like it's not, I just didn't even understand why he was going there, and we just kept arguing, and then it continued through the night, like he's texting me, it's like this back and forth, just inane argument,
right,
over something that I know is just, I don't know how anyone would think that you'd have to pluralize both, the object and the, it just doesn't.
Well, Hershey's is, I thought it was like the guy's name, like, you know, like Jack's
right.
car or.
He doesn't have a handle of the English language.
All right. What's his name?
Carl.
All right, let's call Carl and find out what's going on here. Carl.
This is Carl.
Carl, hey, good morning, man. How are you? This is Mark K calling from 95.1 WAPE, and I'm here with my buddy Justin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, also, we have Steve on the phone, your buddy.
Oh, man. What do you guys want?
Look at the tone change, man. Holy cow. Steve was just telling us how you were trying to convince him that a single Hershey's bar is called a Hershey bar.
Yes, it's one bar. It's one bar. It's a Hershey bar. One bar.
Right. But on the package, it actually says Hershey's, because I think it's named after the guy who created it, if I'm not mistaken.
But it's one bar. Why would it be? There's multiple. Like, then yes, Hershey's. But there's one Hershey bar.
But it's like Sam's Club. It's
right.
Sam's Club. So it's just one place.
Right. You don't call it Sam Club.
Sam Club.
Right, but there's multiple Sam's Clubs. There's a lot of them. Club.
Okay, that's true. Okay, well, see, that's the bad example there. That's the, but did you look at the, because Steve said that you guys were arguing all night. Did you guys actually look at a bar? Because it says right on there, Hershey's.
Yeah, no, but like it's one singular bar. It's one Hershey, one bar.
Carl, it's not a big deal. You're the one who's made it into some kind of, philosophical debate. Like, I don't even care. It's just any idiot would know that the man's name is Hershey. Carl, that's why they call it Hershey's Kisses, okay?
That's a whole different thing, man. You can't even bring that out. There's multiple kisses. There's lots of them. Like, so there's Hershey's Kisses. There's a ton of them. A bar, a Hershey bar. It's a singular bar.
Okay, all right, hang on.
Carl, it has nothing to do with the quantity of the chocolate.
Okay, all right, hang on. Hang on one second. Don't go anywhere, you two.
Oh, man.
It's 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong?
I'm not even going to give my name because the conversation's so stupid, but it's an apostrophe S, which shows ownership. That's it. Simple as that, Sam's Club, Hershey's Bar. I can't believe the guy can't figure that out.
Yeah, well, I think he may do drugs. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. He didn't want to give his name. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Jeremy. How are you guys doing?
Good, Jeremy. What do you think?
They're crazy. The S at the end of Hershey establishes possession. It's not about how many there are. It's Hershey's Bar. It's Mr. Hershey's Bar.
Right.
That's what it means.
Right. Yeah, like Wrigley's Gum or Heinz ketchup. Well, that's the Z. That doesn't.
No,
that's not a good one.
That's a Z.
Or Mark's car, or Justin's cab.
Justin's cab. Well, I have a car. Justin has to take a cab.
Well, there's a
Justin, difference, your cab's here. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. WAP. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Brandon from St. Augustine.
Hey, Brandon from St. Augustine. What do you think, buddy?
Hey, I think because one dude has a point at Hershey's bars, because if you open the bar, there's multiple little bars cut up into individual pieces.
Oh, right.
So you're saying any single bar is actually multiple little mini bars put up together?
Yes.
Okay, that's an interesting take on it. That's one I
hadn't
thought of.
It's like a pizza. You get a pizzas because there's a lot of slices.
Yeah, it's a pizza, but it's multiple slices. But again, like you guys said, like it's the guy's name, so
yeah.
It doesn't have to be
right.
But if you want to like
Papa John's,
it's multiple little bars. So
that's all right. So that's one. So there's never any just one single Hershey bar,
unless
you look
it's
at it
one of those little
tiny
pieces. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. WAP. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
My name's Zephyr.
Hey, Zephyr. What do you think?
Okay, so the Hershey's bar is actually broken up with multiple little bars on it. So if you want to go with that argument, it's Hershey's because it has multiple bars in it.
But that's what the other guy was just saying.
But then, so what if it was just one of those little pieces in the bar? Would that just be Hershey bar?
I mean, if I break one off of a third of the row, then I guess it would be one Hershey bar.
So next time you want to be a real jerk face and someone asks you for a Hershey bar, give them one tiny little piece.
But then
I probably would.
So like with Skittles, you know, there's a bunch of Skittles,
right.
But you take one, it's a Skittle.
Correct. But Skittles was not, they weren't created by Mr. Skittles or Skittle.
I would feel bad for anyone with that last
name.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth, what do you think?
I think he's wrong because if you open up the Hershey's bar, there are multiple little Hershey bars in there.
The multiple, that seems to be the common thought process. I always thought it was just the guy's name, and that's why you called it a Hershey's bar.
I agree. However, I think he's wrong that it's one bar.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Three mini bars. Now I want to drink. 340-9595. Hey, Julie, what do you think here?
As an English major, it's a matter of ownership. It's not a matter of plural or singular.
Right.
Hershey is the name of the man, but his company, Hershey's Bar.
Right. It's like, I think that's exactly right. It shows it's the name of the guy who created the bar, which means none of us should be eating it anyway, because clearly he's labeled them all Hershey's Bar.
Yeah, it's his. We're obviously just being rude at this point.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what do you think?
I'm calling about the Hershey Bar issue.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You know, it's a possession thing. Like, my name is Mike, and when someone talks about my car, it's Mike's car. Not my car.
So
it's proper English. It's possession.
So then the question becomes, you know, Mike, once you buy the Hershey's bar, does it become Mike's Hershey bar?
No, it's Mike's Hershey's bar.
But then the two people own it?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. That's interesting. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Alyssa.
Hey, Alyssa, what do you want to say?
If it was multiple bars, it would have an F at the end of bars, not Hershey.
Oh, I see. Because the bars is because Hershey describes the bar. It's actually the adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Bar is the noun. So if it's multiple, you'd have Hershey's bars. That's a good
point. That just sounds weird.
Like
though.
Surgeons General or Attorneys General. People say Surgeon
General. But if there's more than one, so it would be Attorneys Generals.
No, it would be Attorneys General because general is the adjective describing the attorney.
But, okay.
Right. It's like,
right.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. WAPE, good morning. Hi, who's this?
It's Brendan.
Hey, Brendan, what do you think, dude?
I don't know what the majority is, but I'm going to have to go with the Hershey's.
You think the
Hershey's bar?
Yeah? Why is that?
Yes. It's the name of the bar. It's what's on the package. I mean, saying, you know, like, you can give how many examples? I mean, mine's going to be a s'mores cup. You don't call it a s'more.
Yeah, that's true.
Some s'mores.
I mean, it is right there on the package, so we should probably just all go with that. Hey, thanks. This argument could have been ended a long time ago. Just look at the damn wrapper. Hey, thanks for calling.
95.1 WAPE. Listen weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m.